Baby Princess Punishment by Evelyn Hughes. Chapter 1. The phone left unlocked. Carla didn't mean to find it. Not really. She'd picked up Ethan's phone from the coffee table on autopilot, the same way she always did when he left it buzzing next to her, face up, screen glowing. Just to silence it, but the message thread was open. The name at the top read simply, "Sir." She frowned. Not Dom. Not Nick. Just. Sir. The preview of the message below was enough to freeze her hand in place. I wore the white ones tonight. They're soaked. Can I please be your good girl again? Carla's thumb moved without permission, scrolling up. There were photos, dozens of them, selfies of Ethan in satin panties, or bent over the bed in a pink garter, or holding a dildo between his trembling fingers. One video showed him sucking on it like it was real. Be a good girl and earn your bedtime. Say yes, sir. You belong under me. And Ethan's replies. Yes, sir. I'll be a good girl, sir. I want to be used. Please. Carla didn't blink. She kept scrolling. She found the name, Dominic. They'd met up multiple times. There were hotel receipts, Uber logs, and snapshots of Ethan's thighs spread open in front of a hotel mirror, but there was something missing. One thing Dominic hadn't seen. Carla set the phone down quietly and walked into the bedroom. Their bed was made neat and untouched. She knelt and reached under Ethan's side. The plastic crinkle was exactly where she expected it. She pulled the shoebox out from beneath the frame. Inside was a pack of adult nappies, already opened a baggie of wipes, two pairs of plastic pants, and at the bottom a folded sleeper, yellow in duck print. A second box beside it taped shut. She opened it and found several used nappies, rolled up and sealed in plastic grocery bags. The smell was faint but still there. She stood slowly, held one in her hand and looked at it.
So he wants to be a little girl for his man. But he is still pissing himself in secret.
Carla wasn't angry. She was calm, colder than she expected. She walked to the mirror, straightened her hair and smiled.
Then she picked up her phone, opened the thread and typed.
Hello, Dominic.
I think we should talk.
She hit send, then walked back to the closet, pulled out a pair of her silk panties and laid them on the bed. Ethan would be home in an hour, and he wouldn't be going anywhere again without permission. Chapter 2. Mistress Meets Sir. The cafe was quiet, a little upscale, with private corner tables, polished cutlery and clean lines. Carla chose the seat facing the door and ordered a black coffee. She didn't fidget, and she didn't glance at her phone.
She simply waited.
At exactly 11:03, Dominic arrived. He was tall, mid-40s. Clean-shaven with sharp features and a thick leather band around his wrist. He spotted her instantly and crossed the room without hesitation.
Carla, he said.
Dominic, she replied.
He sat.
He didn't apologize and didn't explain.
She liked that.
For a full minute, neither of them spoke.
Then she folded her hands.
So, she said, you've been fucking my husband.
Dominic gave a slow nod.
I have.
She raised an eyebrow.
No excuses.